Y'all sing out now. I know you're sleepy, but yeah, I'm just kind of waiting for everyone to herd in here. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. It is time for our first Sunday singing of the month. I'm glad that you decided to lend your voice this afternoon. And please do so with your whole heart and with your whole spirit as the Lord commanded us. Our theme this afternoon is the holiness of God. We will be spending part time singing praises to God of His holiness, and part time singing hymns of encouragement to each one of us to mirror that holiness that is exhibited by God. I was talking to Harrison just before, and he asked me, "What does holy mean?" I said, "Well, that means... it means pure, it means blameless." And he said, "Yes, it has that aspect, but it also means to be set apart." And I definitely agree with him. We'll be singing about that this afternoon. We'll have our first scripture reading in just a moment, and then we'll follow that with two songs to begin with. And after the second song, I'll ask Brother Steve to lead us in an opening word of prayer. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Robert, who has our first scripture reading.
I'll be reading the scriptures that are shown up on the overhead, starting with Revelation 4, verse 8. Revelation 4, verse 8. "The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they knew not rest day or night, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" We're also going to turn to Isaiah 6, 1 through 3. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" And then finally, Psalm 96. Psalm 96, verses 7 through 9. "Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth."
Holy, holy, holy. The way I'd like for us to sing this song, on the first verse, we'll have the sopranos only start us off. Altos, you help them. Have all the ladies start us off in unison. Second verse, we'll add the altos. Third verse, we'll add the tenors. And fourth, we'll add the basses for a triumphant ending. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Holy, 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 holy and ask that you lead us in a word of prayer. From Zion's glorious sun stood.
We're so grateful, Father, that we can come together and open the words of thy wisdom and your truth. We're so thankful, Father, for the realization that when we read, we see Jesus. We're so grateful for the plan, the gospel plan of salvation that saves us all due to your great love for your creation. Father, we recognize that there are many who do not bow their knee to thee. And yet, you love them so. We pray, Father, that we, as your children, will reflect thee in our lives and that we will take time to be the kind of example that we should be to these people we come in contact with every day. Help us, Father, not to covet our relationship with thee from the standpoint that we're not willing and ready to draw others unto thee. Help us not to be affected and inflicted with this world. Help us, Father, to stand against the wiles of Satan. Help us, Father, not to open our heart to this world and his temptation. Help us, Father, to look unto thee through prayer and through study and through a desire to stand for what's right. Give us the strength and the courage and the power, Father. And through your providence, Father, guide us to your Spirit. We're so grateful for the way you have cared for this congregation. There's so many people of your children who have been so desperately ill. And you've heard our cries and our petitions. We give thee the praise and the honor, Father. We know that all good and perfect things come from thee. There is no doubt that thou art the only true and living God. We're grateful, Father, for the children that have been born to this congregation. We're thankful for the moms and the dads and the grandmas and the grandpas and the aunts and the uncles and everyone who has such great pride in these children. We pray, Father, that we all as a family will do our best to encourage these children to live for thee, and that their parents would recognize the goal that has been given them through this precious gift. That they will raise these children after thy word. And that they will do all in their power to encourage and to teach and to keep them straight. Help them, Father, to teach thy love to them. Help them, Father, to grow in a love for thee. We understand that it's through our love for Jesus that we are prone to obey. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. We're grateful for your grace, Father, that saves us. We're thankful for the conditions that make that possible. At this time, Father, we're grateful for this opportunity to sing hymns to thee. We're grateful for the wisdom of it. And we pray, Father, that we'll let these words rest on our hearts and that we'll sing with all the vim and vigor that we can. Help us, Father, to put away problems and the trials and the situations we deal with every day, and let the music and let the words take us away and bring us closer to thee. Forgive us, Father, when we fail you. We sin often. We recognize this. We're weak. We're challenged with selfishness and self-pity and arrogance and egotism. We're challenged with happiness and the want of more stuff. Help us to find peace and comfort in just the knowledge that Thou art our Father and we are Your children. But with all these wonderful gifts, Father, help us to steward them in a way that would please You. Help us to be servants to others that we come in contact with. Help us, Father, not to put ourselves forward, but to put others forward. And to always give Thee the praise and the glory forever and ever. In Thy Son, Jesus' name, in the name of Christ, the Messiah, in the name of Jesus, the Savior of this world. Amen.
Our next scripture will come out of 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Flip over to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Take time to be holy. We sang this song this morning, but I don't think it's one that you can sing too much. Take time to be holy. We'll sing all three verses.
Friends of God.
singing is a twist on "And We All Know and Love, Just As I Am," but it has a chorus or a refrain at the end called "I Come Broken." And it's very, very easy, very beautiful, powerful words in that refrain. So we'll sing, the way it works is you sing two verses of "Just As I Am," and you sing "I Come Broken." And one more verse of "Just As I Am," and you sing "I Come Broken" two more times. So very easy. Just follow the slides.
To next scripture reading will be from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, starting in verse 2. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And now from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, To do your will, O God. After saying above, Sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have not desired, nor have you taken pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, Behold, I have come to do your will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Chapter 12 and verse 14. Pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord.
We are standing on holy ground, for the Lord is present, and where he is holy.
Is holy.
because it is one of Lynn Shale's best works ever. The basses start us off nice and strong with holy, holy. Tenors come in right after the first holy. It's very, very easy. Basses, you come in holy, holy. You hold that for four times. Beautiful song. Holy to the Lord. No.
Holy.
Thank you all so much for being here and praising God together.
Jehovah our God, we come before you having sung about your holiness and encouraging one another to strive for that same holiness. Even though, Father, we know it never is possible to reach the same level of purity and holiness and righteousness that you represent. Nevertheless, Father, we strive, knowing that we have a reward laid up for us if we just stay the race and we wake up every morning a better person than we were the day before. We thank you for that chance that we have, Father, in this life, to live for you, to bring others to you, to lift your name in song and to study your word. It is truly one of life's greatest blessings, Father, and it's what keeps us going. Father, as we go back out into the world this week, we pray that we will always be able to know your presence with us, that you are always with us and that you surround us. Help us not to push you away, Father, only because the way is long and hard. The best thing we know that we can do is hold you close and lean on you. Father, help us to be that light that we need to be to others, to bring them to you, because we desire to see so many brothers and sisters go to heaven with us. We desire so many who are lost to find you, because we know that there is no greater joy. Forgive us, Father, of our sin, because it separates us from you. Bring us back together, Father, into your fold. Wash us white as snow. Give us new strength. And help us to move on and keep moving forward. Bless the remainder of this day, Father.